Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And yes, this is a wonderful day. And we give the Lord the praise and the glory and the honor for all of the families who have come together to just celebrate family reunion during this time. And we are still excited about Mother General and the revival that she's doing. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. And it is a wonderful day. And we're going to ask before we go any further, please let's bow our head in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come this evening. We say thank you so much from the bottom of our heart to the depths of our soul. We thank you. Thank you because this is a day that the Lord has made. We lift your name higher. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We bless your name, Almighty God. Now, Father, we ask you to look upon each and every one today who has placed a prayer request before you. Father, we ask that you grant it in the name of Jesus, those who may be hurting, those that are sick, the shut-in. Oh, Lord, we ask you, whatever the situation, we ask you, Father, to meet the need. Hallelujah, to come through in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We thank you because you alone, you're God, and beside you, there is none other. And we thank you, Father. Father, we lift up nations, our nation today. We lift up our leaders, our rulers, each and every one, name by name and one by one. We thank you right now for what you're doing, for what you have scheduled even for now. And we give you the praise and we bless your wonderful, magnificent, and glorious name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we call it done. If you please get your Bible today, we just want to talk a little bit about a little unique subject. And as you get your Bible, you can just turn there in the scripture. Hallelujah. And just a little something to encourage you as to where you are along your way, because we know that the Lord is always concerned about each and every one of us. And my dear friend, he certainly is concerned about you. On this day, hallelujah, glory be to God, we're just going to look at two words, obedience and faith, coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18 to verse 20. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Wow, what a powerful word. There is definitely something in obedience. We'll look at obedience and faith. That is something powerful. We'll look what the word is saying. If you are obedient, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Wow, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. Glory be to God. Being obedient, hallelujah, being willing and having faith. And then there's a promise. Always, there's always a promise to the faithful. Hallelujah, whenever you're faithful to the word of God, God promises. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The blessings will follow. So being obedient and being faithful, it excites the heart of God, and it brings in extra blessings. So we want to encourage those of you who are obedient to continue to walk in obedience and continue to walk in faith. And when you do so, the Lord will bless you beyond measure. Some blessings cannot be counted because they're so valuable and you can't count them. Glory be to God. But just know how the Lord will reward you. In the book of Psalms 110 and verse 3 also declares a thing.
from the womb of the morning thou hast to do of thy youth. From the time you were born, God blessed you. He blessed you with that youthfulness. And no matter what your age is, even as of right now, we just want to encourage you, hallelujah, to continue to walk in obedience and walk in faithfulness, because as you continue to do so, the Lord is going to continue to bless you beyond measure, beyond measure. I'm telling you. And remember, as the digits go up, you don't want to slow down. As the birthdays increase, you don't want to poke along, but you want to increase your walk with the Lord. You want to, that's right, get a little faster. Glory be to God. Don't slow down, but get faster. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In your walk with Him. Glory be to God. Just get in a hurry. Glory be to God. As I was reading, one author was saying, hallelujah, retirement is not allowed. Slowing down is not allowed. Quitting, throwing in the towel is not allowed. None of those is allowed. The only thing allowed is to refresh, revamp, and press forward. You just got to press on. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ. So don't slow up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Even though the birthdays may constantly be coming, the digits go up. But instead of slowing down, speed up. Get a little faster. And remember, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. But we're just so excited to be able to take a moment and just to talk and fellowship with you. And I can hear the families there gathering again. It's that special time where everybody is meeting and families are coming together, and they're here from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, New York, Brooklyn, you name it, a little bit of everywhere. But we just wanted to take a little moment and spend this time with you. Father, as we just bow our head and say thank you, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. 1 billion praise unto you. Thank you for being in the midst and granting us one of the greatest platforms in the world that we can just utilize and meet and greet with our friends and families and those that are in our circle from all over the world. And Father, bless the owners, bless those that put this platform together. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, and bless them and bless our nation as a whole, and look upon the election and put in office whom you desire, the plans that you have. We give you praise. Father, we trust you now. We trust you, hallelujah, that you will work, hallelujah, your plans according to your will. And we give you praise and bless every listener. Glory be to God. Let there be a lifting. Oh, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you for the victory, and we call it done in the mighty name of Jesus, and it is so. Amen, amen. Oh, my friend, what a joy just to be able to talk with you and share with you for a few moments and to encourage you that you do matter and life matter as well. God is concerned about you. Glory be to God. And you are special. Remember, you can reach us simply by going to the email, hourof@aol.com, H for Harry, O for one, U for unit, R for Richard, O for one, and F for Frank, hourof@aol.com. And until tomorrow, should the Lord say the same,